Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
We can't control what happens in the White House, but we can control what happens in our house.
That's right. In John 16, verse 33 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, I have told you these things so that in me ye may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. In school, whether it was high school or college, you know,
most people
would have like a multiple choice question at best. Remember those days?
I do. That was my favorite kind of test. multiple choice.
Because that limited it.
Yes.
Door number one would say it has perfect peace and confidence. Door number two, tribulations, trials, distress, and frustration. Which door would you choose if you were in that kind of a test? That would be a duh if you knew what was behind it.
It's true.
Unless you needed the checkup from the neck up, as Zig Ziglar used to say, you would choose, obviously, the one with perfect peace and confidence. Okay, now, unfortunately, that's the real world, but this is the real world, but the problem is this, or maybe the opportunity, or the way that we do. We need to choose. Tribulations, that would be not being able to pay our bills by the end of the month. Trials, that could be something like being laid off at work or maybe having a kid mess up and take your time away from what you needed to focus on. Or distress, wondering how you're going to provide for your family. Frustration, feeling like the boss or the, you know, supervisor is just against you. Once again, let's look at John 16:33 in the Classic Amplified. It says, I have told you these things so that in me ye may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, we're going to have tribulations and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer, the Lord says. Take courage, be confident, certain, and undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of the power to harm you and have conquered it for you. So the key is this, in him, you and I are the ones that, and it's a choice, have the ability to have peace and confidence. Confidence would be that nothing or nobody can rob us of our divine destiny or keep us from manifesting the promises of God. I love it, Shirley Caesar's song, we sing it a lot. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Debt cannot, depression cannot, disappointment cannot, discouragement cannot, nothing, and that means absolutely nothing, can keep us from having perfect peace and confidence in every situation if we choose to focus on the Lord. And we choose every day whether we're going to serve the world with its tribulations, trials, distress, frustrations, let them get to us, or whether we are going to look to the Lord and secure that perfect peace.
Honey, we think it's also important to notice that the scripture says, be of good cheer. That means not to mope around with an, oh, woe is me attitude. Try this. The next time the enemy attacks you, your family, finances, health, laugh at him. Laugh at him or the circumstances. Tell him you're wise to his tricks, and they're not going to work on you anymore. And go back to keeping your eyes on the Lord. But Brother Harold, how can I be of good cheer for what I'm going through? Well, you choose, because we're creatures of free will. We can choose to be cheerful. That's what the Word says we're to do. Or we can choose a nobody knows the trouble I've seen kind of mentality. You know,
No matter what's going on.
That's exactly right.
In the world right now.
That's exactly right. We can't control what happens in North Korea, or Syria, or Iran, but we can control what happens in our lives. It's time to take full responsibility for our actions, for the money of our house. Here are the things that should matter to every man, for that matter, every other person as well, man and woman.
I was going to say that might include women too. But.
Yeah. Number one, your personal motivation. You're going to have to encourage yourself.
That's right.
So you got to encourage yourself before you can encourage anyone else. What's the best way to encourage yourself? Well,
read the Bible and do what it says.
That's exactly. That's numero uno.
That's it.
And then reading books. The right books is important. The right books.
Mm-hmm.
Making the right confessions is helpful. Throwing off negative thoughts works wonders. Memorizing the right quotations or scripture will stir your faith, and that's good. Listening to the right CDs and MP3s will empower you.
Listening to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Hallelujah. Say it again.
Hopefully, listening to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast will encourage you and empower you in the Word. We like to include the Word.
You know, honey, all these things are good. However, the most important thing that you, I, people, all of us, everybody listening, can do is to encourage ourselves in the Lord.
That's right. In 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, David found himself in a position. And it says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters, which had actually been carried away. And it says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Sometimes the Lord your God is all you have.
That's it. See, David and his men had returned home from battle to find that their families had been kidnapped, their valuable possessions stolen, and everything else burned to the ground.
Mm.
Needless to say, he wasn't having a good day.
Not at all.
But things then went from bad to worse. His men were now talking of stoning him to death. For there to exist that kind of anger against David, their leader, you know things had to be pretty bad. In the midst of such adversity and personal grief, David knew there was only one thing to do, one thing to make him feel better, one thing to sharpen his perspective, one thing to bring victory in a desperate, distressing, and depressing situation. He knew it was time to encourage himself in the Lord by speaking what he knew, by speaking what he knew to be true in God's promises. When you're going through hell, seemingly, the only source of peace and deliverance is through encouraging yourself in the one who can turn things around and turn them around. Just like that. What's the best way to encourage yourself in the Lord? By praising him for what he's already done and is doing through your lives.
Mm. Number two, your place. Where you work, where you worship, where you live. No matter how difficult your work situation is, I always go back to the story of Joseph, one of my favorites. In Genesis 50, verses 19 and 20, Genesis 50, 19 and 20 in the King James, it says, and Joseph said unto them, fear not, for I am in the place of God. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. He realized that his brothers had thrown him into a pit and he was sold into slavery. But he knew God. He knew God was behind it. 800,000 scriptures, and only one time do they refer to the place of God. No matter what kind of famine you're going through, you've got access to the corn, but you must decide to be the Joseph at your house. What did he do? He excelled at his job. And we need to continually ask ourselves, if we're in the place of God, he was to be putting away corn for the famine, and it was there when they needed it.
That's a powerful thought, baby. In the place of God.
In the place of God. Are we in the place where God wants us?
Yes. Number three, your favor matters. God's irresistible charm can flow through you to other people, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. The supernatural favor of God will flow through you.
In Genesis 39, verse 21, it says, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison."
Well, most believers will never find themselves confined in a prison with guards and tungsten steel wire fences. They may feel incarcerated by their surroundings, feeling that freedom, financial and otherwise, is just an elusive dream. Listen, no matter what circumstances you're facing, God can move you from the prison to the palace as his irresistible charm flows through you to change hearts and attitudes towards you.
In Acts 7, 10, in the Classic Amplified, it says, "And delivered him from all his distressing afflictions, and won him goodwill and favor and wisdom and understanding in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who made him governor over Egypt and all his house." So Joseph is being referred to even in Acts in the New Testament as to how God brought him out.
Amen. See, God will even give you favor with people who may have tortured you, laughed at you, and perhaps even enslaved you. If not physically, you can be enslaved mentally.
And it says in Exodus 12, verse 36 in the Classic Amplified, "The Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they gave them what they asked, and they stripped the Egyptians of those things." God's Word translation of Exodus 12, verse 36 says, "So the Israelites stripped Egypt of its wealth."
So our prayer today, frankly, every day,
it's true,
is for the irresistible charm of Jesus to flow through you, giving you favor with every person you meet. Many of these people may not even know why they're giving you such favor.
Aha.
But we'll know.
That's right.
And God knows.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we'll pick up right here on tomorrow's call. We're not going to finish it today. We decided not to rush through this one.
Yes.
Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching, click on the button. It says, sow a seed. Just ask God what seed to put in your ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask.
If you sow, you reap, right?
As you say, a seed left in the barn
can't produce a harvest in the field.
That's exactly right.
Hallelujah.
Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.